Right now, though, I'm going to try to make Longhorns and Aggies happy at the same time. It's hard to do. Let's see if I can pull it off. Crap bag.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, 255-8678, or avconsultations.com. So over the last couple seasons, as an Aggie fan, I've obviously been following what Bam has been doing, paying attention to what Bam has been doing, because my team's got to play them every single year. But at the same time, I haven't gone on the air a lot and talked about what Alabama's been doing on offense in great detail, because I know you Longhorn fans don't really want to hear that. You don't want to hear about another blue blood and how they're doing really well. You're like, oh, I know Bama, whatever. But now I think there's a reason why you might want to hear it. It's obvious that Steve Sarkisian is going to be your guy. So the argument I'm making here is that Texas is gaining some of that Alabama offense, and the Aggies won't have to deal with some of that Alabama offense, so I think it's good news for both. Now, let's be realistic at the front end. Is the Texas offense about to become that Bama offense? No, it's not. And is the Alabama offense going to be left behind as like the Vanderbilt offense? Well, obviously not. But it can't get a ton worse for what A&M's been dealing with, I wouldn't think. Here are the numbers if you need them. In the last 2 years as the offensive coordinator at Alabama, Steve Sarkisian has produced this: an average victory of 49-19 this year, and last year it was 48-12 average. That's the average margin of victory for those teams. I told you the other day, but it's worth resetting, the last 9 games of this season, they never trailed. They never trailed for a second of their last 9 games this year. But I decided to dig even further for you, Texas fans. You know when Steve Sarkisian says all gas, no brakes? I think you can believe him because of what I'm about to tell you. You know when Steve Sarkisian says he wants his offense to attack people? I think he's got something. I think he's got a case. And here it is. I looked up every scoring drive for the last 2 years for Alabama. And I wanted to see kind of exactly what type of scoring drives we were talking about. Now, only 11% of the drives were on the first drive of the game. So it's not that oppressive at the beginning. Only 8% of the drives are to start the third quarter. But here's where the attacking comes in. 37% of Alabama's scoring drives the last 2 years have been 2 minutes or less. I'm going to say that again. And the number here is 68. In 2 years, do that math in your head if you like. 2 years of football, 68 times they got the ball, they scored, and they did it in 2 minutes or less. The other thing I might like if I'm a Texas fan, about a quarter of the time, it's 26%, but it's 48 total drives, 48 times Alabama scored while answering the opponent's score, if that makes sense. Could be a field goal answering a touchdown, touchdown answering a field goal, touchdown for touchdown, whatever. But immediately on the next drive, Alabama scores. Remember when it was 14-all in the championship game? Ohio State gets the recovery. They go in. It's 14-all. Ohio State fans kind of rise up like, oh, man, we may have a shot. Nope. Mac Jones goes right down the field, and I think that was under 2 minutes as well. There are those examples where it's under 2 minutes, and it is also a score answering a score. They are absolutely an attacking kind of offense. Now, obviously, again, if you're a Longhorn fan, you don't get all that, but you are getting parts of that. You're getting the guy that called the plays as your coach. You're getting the offensive line coach, apparently. You may get the D coordinator, which may be another discussion, and you're getting an analyst who is seen as Steve Sarkisian's right-hand man, possibly, a guy he wants to bring with him as the quarterback's coach to help dial things up. So I would argue if you're a Longhorn fan, you're happy about that. And if you are like me and you're an Aggie fan and you're willing to be realistic about it, here's what you've got to overcome. Your Crimson problem is you got to beat Bama if you're going to get to Atlanta and you're going to get to the playoff. The last 2 years in the second half, listen to me, Aggies, in the second half, once the third quarter begins, you have trailed Alabama by at least 14 points for every second of those quarters. Every second. This past season, you trailed by 18 or more the whole second half. You lost by 28. 2 years ago, you trailed by 14 or more the entire second half, and you lost by 19. Chris Del Conte, I have no idea if what you just did is going to ultimately help both, but I kind of feel like you helped your team and I kind of feel like you might have helped my team too. So thank you. Not thank you absolutely like I know it's going to work, just thanks for the effort. Thanks for the idea. I should have had it. I didn't. I watched for 2 years as Steve Sarkisian's offense thrashed the SEC and particularly beat up on my team. But I never thought to myself, maybe this is the guy for Texas. Maybe this is the guy. But now as the process is happening, I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe getting that guy away from my schedule is a good thing. And maybe Bill O'Brien's going to be an awesome play caller, but hopefully it's a little less dynamic than it's been, because this group has been slaying it, averaging 48 points a game 2 years ago, 48.5 last year. They have numbers from this past season that are better than that LSU team. So again, I'll argue, Longhorn fans and Aggie fans, I think it's a rare occurrence where you both can be happy. Look, we know the two of you are not going to play each other until the two of you get a whole lot better. And maybe this is a way to do it. Aggie fans, you don't even have that far to go. You finish the season at 4. You just have to figure out the Alabama thing. Maybe this, maybe taking a couple ingredients out on offense is going to get you closer to that game, because that's your next step. You got to make it a game in the second half. You haven't done that at all in the last 2 years. Steve Sarkisian, going to be kind of glad to see you wearing orange and not crimson, sir.